From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. State High School boys basketball playoffs got underway last night with first round regional games in all five divisions. Let's take a look at the area scoreboard. In Division 1, Chippewa Falls 69, Wisconsin Rapids 64. In Division 2, Merrill beat Ashland by 12, Rhinelander 65-40 over Hayward. The Hodags come to Rice Lake on Friday night. Medford 65-50 better than Antigo. Menominee over Lakeland 60-40. In Division 3, Amory ousted Barron 61-44. St. Croix Central beat Spooner 61-31. Northwestern 63-45 better than St. Croix Falls. Baldwin-Woodville beat Ellsworth 63-40. The Blackhawks come to Bloomer on Friday night. Altoona 78, Black River Falls 58. In Division 4, Cumberland knocked off Grantsburg 66-56, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser over Webster 60-48, Ladysmith knocked off Cadott 80-45, Chippewa Falls McDonald 68-65 over Boyceville, Shell Lake beat Colfax in overtime 68-60. In Division 5, Solon Springs 103, Prairie Farm 57, Bruce over Clear Lake 62-55, New Auburn beat South Shore by 22, Luck ousting Turtle Lake 56-52, Eau Claire Emmanuel over Frederick 74-38, Clayton beat Northwood by 5, Siren 68-54 better than Glenwood City, Birchwood all over LCO 70-38, Flambeau beat Lake Holcomb 81-74, Winter over Gilman 87-48, Drummond beat Cornell 59-19. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 24 points, Damian Lillard had 23, and Bobby Portis 21 as the Bucks pounded the Charlotte Hornets 123-85 for their most lopsided victory of the season. Milwaukee rolled to a 58-26 lead at the halftime break by holding Charlotte to the lowest point total any team had produced in a half all season. This represented the second lowest point total the Bucks had ever allowed in the first half of a game, behind only the 25 they yielded in a win over Philadelphia in 1972. Miles Bridges scored 17 points for the Hornets. The teams meet again tomorrow night in Charlotte. Anthony Edwards scored 34 points, returning from an injury scare right before halftime, and the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the San Antonio Spurs 114-105 without All-Star center Karl-Anthony Towns, who missed the game due to personal reasons. Earlier in the day, Towns memorialized a high school teammate on Instagram. Minnesota coach Chris Finch said before the game that he hoped Towns would miss only the one game and return when the Wolves host Memphis tonight. Max Struss drilled a 59-footer as time expired, his fifth made three-pointer in the final 4 minutes, to give the Cleveland Cavaliers a wild 121-119 win over the Dallas Mavericks. After the Mavs took the lead on P.J. Washington's dunk with 2.9 seconds left, the Cavs quickly inbounded the ball to Evan Mobley, who passed back to Struss, who had made four threes in a span of 67 seconds down the stretch to keep Cleveland close. Struss then took a dribble before launching his shot from well beyond midcourt. Khalil Ware finished with 27 points and 11 rebounds to help Indiana hold off Wisconsin 74-70 in a game that was delayed for 25 minutes in the second half because of a fire alarm. The delay came when the alarm started blaring 25 seconds after John Blackwell had back-to-back layups to pull the Badgers even at 54 with 10:31 to go. The loss was Wisconsin's sixth in eight games this month and dropped the Badgers to 10-7 in the Big Ten and out of the title picture. They're 18-10 overall after entering the month 16-4 and ranked sixth in the nation. Iowa beat Penn State 90-81. The Brewers dropped their third straight exhibition game yesterday, 6-4 to the Angels. Sal Frelick collected two hits. He's one of several young players called up to the big club in recent years that have impressed veteran outfielder Christian Yelich.
It's going to be fun to watch this kind of new wave come up, and I think some of the guys that we've had here and that have kind of moved on are obviously going to be some of the best players that this franchise has seen, you know, put on a Brewer uniform. These guys have done a really good job, but before they were that, there were also these young kids that were super talented that people weren't as familiar with, and then kind of grew and learned themselves at the big league level and developed into these household names and some of the best players in the game.
The Twins and Phillies tied 3-3. Shohei Ohtani needed just three exhibition at-bats to show what a $700 million man can do for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Japanese star hit a two-run homer in his first game wearing Dodger blue, working a full count in the fifth inning before blasting an opposite field homer off righty Dominic Leone that just cleared the left field wall. Ohtani was hitless in his first two plate appearances, striking out on four pitches in the first inning before hitting a hard grounder into a double play in the third. And Denver Broncos head coach Sean Payton says he won't know until next week at the earliest if he is moving on from quarterback Russell Wilson. But Peyton did hint at an upcoming split when he suggested it's imperative for the team to hit on the next one at quarterback. A solid starter has been elusive for the Broncos ever since Peyton Manning's retirement following a win in the Super Bowl in 2016. They have churned through 13 starting quarterbacks since then. Wilson was believed to be the answer, but he's won just 11 of 30 starts since being obtained from Seattle and was benched for Jarrett Stidham in December. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.